From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The head of one of Syria's most powerful rebel groups is dead, killed in an airstrike near Damascus. The Syrian army is claiming responsibility for a strike on the meeting of the Army of Islam that killed 42-year-old founder Zahroun Alush and several other leaders of the group. The rebel group is one of the largest and has already appointed a top field commander as Alush's replacement. The death is seen as a significant blow to the armed opposition, bolstering President Bashar al-Assad ahead of new peace talks scheduled for early in the new year. An Iraqi army spokesman says airstrikes are being used to detonate some of the landmines and booby traps around Ramadi in an effort to move forward internally. Iraqi troops have pushed deeper into the heart of the last remaining district of the city held by Islamic State for the last 7 months. One member of the Iraqi counterterrorism team thinks Ramadi will be liberated from the militants very soon.
Only a small distance separates them from us. We are watching them coming out. We have killed many of them, and our snipers have taken positions on the roofs of the houses of Ramadi.
The fall of Ramadi, which is mainly a Sunni city, just 2 hours by car from Baghdad, was a major setback for the Iraqi government, which has since watched the militant group sweep through huge parts of Iraq. South Sudan's president, Salva Kiir, has dissolved the country's 10 states and established 28 new ones in their place. A move critics say is designed to undermine the power-sharing deal signed in August after a two-year civil war. Rebel leadership has not yet issued a response. President Kiir and rebel chief Riek Machar have repeatedly accused each other of breaking the peace deal. This week, the rebels and the government met in Juba in hopes of forming a transitional government of national unity. This is VOA News. Authorities in the Central African Republic have postponed national elections by 3 days until December 30th. We have this report from the capital.
5 days ahead of elections to choose a new president and parliament, voter cards had just arrived in the Bangui neighborhood of Boeing, next to the airport in Central African Republic's capital. Electoral workers are busy sorting the cards. We're trying to put them in alphabetical order. It takes longer because many of the workers and voters can't read and write. On Thursday, authorities delayed elections by 3 days until December 30th, saying preparations for the voting were taking longer than expected, especially the training of poll workers. Ballots only arrived in the capital on Wednesday, too late for the UN peacekeeping mission, known as MINUSCA, to deliver the material to the provinces. Already long delayed, Central Africans and international organizations hope the elections will turn a page in the three-year-long conflict that erupted after rebels ousted President François Bozizé in 2013. Katrina Hoye, VOA News, Bangui.
Israeli soldiers have fatally shot a Palestinian woman who they accuse of trying to ram them with her car in the West Bank. The Israeli paper Haaretz reports no Israelis were injured. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Health Ministry says a 22-year-old Gaza man was killed by live fire in an altercation with Israeli forces near the border. A suspected suicide bomber set off explosives during Friday prayers at a mosque in northern Bangladesh, killing himself and wounding about a dozen others. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the attack at the mosque run by the minority Ahmadiyya Muslim community in the town of Baghmara. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a brief stopover in Pakistan Friday and held talks with his counterpart, Nawaz Sharif. Improved relations between India and Pakistan are a prime demand of the international community, which fears possible war between the two armed rivals. But Mr. Modi is appealing for Pakistan for help against terrorism in the region. He made a similar pitch to Afghani leaders before arriving in Pakistan.
We know that Afghan success will require the cooperation and support of each of its neighbors. And all of us in the region, India, Pakistan, Iran, and others, must unite in trust and cooperation.
It is widely perceived that Pakistan and India are engaged in a proxy war on Afghan soil in their bid to influence developments in Afghanistan. President Barack Obama celebrated Christmas in Hawaii, his home state, with a visit to the Marine Corps base and leisure time with family. Mr. Obama says his annual visit to the base has become one of his family's favorite things to do at the holidays to allow them to say thank you for members' military services. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.